Hi, it's Louisa Jewell, and welcome to The Science of the Good Life. And I'm here today with Sarah Oliveri, who is a life coach and speaker, and she's a recent TEDx speaker. So welcome, Sarah. How are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me, Louisa.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. And so tell us a little bit more about what you do.
So the way I describe what I do is teaching people how to live and work happier. So I do one-on-one coaching, helping people to live happier lives, and I work with organizations to create happier, more engaged workplaces.
Wonderful. And you were recently a TEDx speaker, so tell us how that came about. Very exciting.
So thank you. I applied. So the way that the TED events work is that there are events all over the country, TEDx events at, you know, almost all the time. There's tons of these things all over the country, all over the world, actually. And some of the TEDx events work in a way that they only invite people to come and be speakers. So you have to be invited. Some allow people to apply. And the event that I spoke at did accept applications, and I applied. I had applied last year as well, and they rejected my application. They didn't have me. And I applied again this year, and they invited me to come and speak. So that was really an exciting win for me.
So I love that you didn't let the failure of the first application affect you again. You went for it again. You probably learned from it. How did you get the confidence to try again?
Yeah. It's a great question. So the first thing I'll say is that doing the TED event, doing a TED talk at all, was something that I really wanted to do. It was sort of on my bucket list. It was something that I was excited about and committed to. So in advance, I sort of knew that I was going to apply as many times as it took. So I had prepared myself to be persistent. So if I hadn't gotten in this year, I would have applied again next year and the year after that. And then I did, you know, I think the first year I was sort of overconfident, and I thought, you know, I'm talking about happiness. Everybody wants to learn about happiness. Surely they're going to invite me. And then they didn't. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I wonder why not. And I sort of got some more information and really learned a little bit more about what they were looking for and was humbled. And the second time around, I think I really just, A, I did take some of the information that they had given me, but B, I approached it in a much more casual way and, you know, was a little bit less professional, a little bit less academic in my application, and just sort of put it all out there. And they invited me. So that was really exciting.
Nice. I like how you kind of relaxed a bit and put more of yourself into it. And that's what worked.
Yeah. It's a good lesson.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So Sarah, I know that there was one technique that you use to really help reduce your nervousness. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I had read before I gave the TED Talk an article written by one of the main coaches at the big TED organization, and he's basically the guy who coaches all of the speakers at that big event in California every year. He prepares the speakers for like 6 months. Wrote this fabulous article on how to give a killer presentation. And the one thing he said that really stood out to me is that people vastly overestimate how problematic it is to be nervous when you're giving any sort of presentation. And what he explained is that the audience expects you to be nervous, that even if you show that you're nervous during the talk, it doesn't have to take away from the power of the message. So, you know, we should really spend less time thinking about being nervous and more time focusing on delivering the message. And he points out, which, you know, once I looked into it, I could tell was true. Some of the most popular presentations in the world are delivered by people who are clearly nervous. So once he said that it really doesn't matter if you're nervous during the presentation, that sort of took all the power away from my nervousness and freed me to focus on delivering my talk and delivering the message. Whereas in the past, if I felt nervous or my hands were shaking or my knees were shaking or, you know, I was sweating, I would have redirected all my mental energy to try and stop showing signs of nervousness to the audience. And because of what I read, I realized that who cares if the audience sees that I'm nervous, just keep delivering the message. So that was huge. That was a game changer for me.
Right. And that's amazing because we know in the science that if you can reinterpret those kind of physical effects of nervousness to say, okay, because normally we would say, oh my gosh, I'm sweating, right. I'm shaking, right. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Right. And then like you said, that's going to affect your performance.
Right.
You know, whereas in this case, you said, wait a sec, I am sweating a little, you know, I am shaking a little bit, but that's okay. And so it allowed you to reinterpret what those physical signs were from your body and to say it's okay. And it's amazing how the science, you know, supports that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And once I realized, you know, the audience isn't going to think the presentation is worse because I'm nervous, then I was also able to see the nervousness is there for a reason. You know, I'm nervous because this is something that's important to me. And if I'm able to see the nervousness as my body trying to get excited and focused, then, you know, A, it's easy for me to sort of appreciate the nervousness, and B, to use the nervousness, which can be interpreted as excitement, you know, or energy, to my advantage. So
yeah, so it's almost like when you saw nervousness as a positive thing, it almost fueled this kind of energy to do better.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that incredible technique. I'm sure we're all afraid of public speaking. So it's so great that you took the time today to share this great technique with us. And I'm going to have a link to your TEDx talk just below this video. So I'm going to encourage everybody to take a look because you did an amazing job. It was a great talk. The 2 steps to happiness. And right below. So thanks so much, Sarah. Have a great day. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Louisa.